Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, historian and, of course, economist Webster Tarpley, who was just in Libya for, almost 2 weeks or longer. And just there a little over a month ago during bombing campaigns. He was just telling me during the break, NATO has taken Tripoli like Napoleon took Moscow or Hitler took Leningrad. And that's exactly what's going on here. And regardless, we've now entered a new Vietnam. And I guess they're not going to care because they're going to try to use mainly Arab troops in there. But we know we're not getting the official story. So how do you see this ending? Because, you know, the media is saying what's next in Libya, key to U.S. politics. AP is still going with the fact that the war is over. Others are saying, look out, this is a civil war. Who was behind this? We know the bankers want the 144 tons of gold and they want the infrastructure, Webster. But I mean, this is going to be a nightmare situation.
Well, remember, there's a secret treaty signed between the British and the French on November 2nd of last year. And that set up the overall attack on Libya, Operation South Mistral, which is also known as Operation Harmattan. And Harmattan is another word for that same wind, right, that Mediterranean wind called the Mistral. So this was cynically planned well in advance. They were doing bombing drills and everything else for what we're seeing right now.
And they launched the al-Qaeda forces. They're called protesters, and the rest is history.
Correct. And remember that there are vast areas of southern Libya where the writ of NATO will not run, especially that Fezzan province. The whole southwestern part of Libya is this Fezzan, where most everybody is black. They're Libyans, they're Arabs, but they're black. So they're not going to listen to the yoke. They're not going to subject themselves to the yoke of this Benghazi racist lynch council that we've seen. The other question is, you've got these countries, Chad and southern Algeria, but especially Chad and a couple of others.
South Africa won't turn its back on Gaddafi because he's been helping the region.
Well, the loyalties of some of these people are not what you'd like it to be, but still there is a large area there. A government in exile or something like that could go on for a very long time. And again, it's going to come down now to a series of tribal vendettas. But on the other hand, I don't think we should get that far ahead. Right now, Gaddafi is in the field. He's defiant. He's fighting. His son, Saif, is leading attacks. His other son, Kamis, was leading a tank attack on the Green Square yesterday, which seems to have succeeded, at least for a while. So I think you've got to get used to a period of prolonged, continuous warfare with constant false news reports. Constant.
And let's not forget that the rebels took a bunch of cities and Gaddafi took them back. But here's the deal. They've committed Western Special Forces, that's confirmed, London Telegraph, you name it. They've committed them into Tripoli now. Webster, I think you're going to see within 2 or 3 days, I think you're going to see more Western forces going in, and they can't now be defeated by Gaddafi with all their bluster. I think you're going to see a full-on invasion, and they're just committing to an absolute full-on civil war, shooting gallery, and a lot of dead Western and other Arab troops. This is a humanitarian disaster of giant proportions.
It's a definite possibility, but of course that then leads to prolonged guerrilla warfare, extravagant casualties, rivers of blood. Right now, it would be good for Russia and China or somebody with some conscience to go into the UN Security Council and immediately demand a ceasefire to put an end to this. All foreign forces out of Libya.
Yeah, we've only got 20 seconds. Why isn't Russia saying something about this?
Well, Russia is now in the throes of I guess you could call it a succession or a political struggle, I think, between these Medvedev people and the Putin people. And they're also, the Russians are not, they've drawn the line, I think, for Syria. They haven't done so for Libya.
All right, Webster, thank you. We're out of time. We're going to come back with another guest on this subject and the economy.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Harley Schlanger is going to be joining us in a moment to talk about the state of the world, the economy, what's happening in Libya, and a lot more. We'll introduce our guest here in a moment. But here's some of the financial news headlines right now. New home sales fall in 2011. It could be the worst year yet. It's shaping up to be the worst on since records have been kept dating back 50 years. That's the Associated Press. World stock markets rise amid hopes for the Fed to announce QE3 or further dollar devaluation. Continuing, Goldman Sachs shares open 5% lower today as boss hires corporate lawyer who defended fraudsters from Enron. Investors fear more probes into financial wrongdoing. Well, the senatorial committee has found that they knowingly sold fraudulent derivatives to everyone knowing it was worthless crud. Continuing here with other financial news, gold goes off the charts, went to, what, 1910 yesterday, been gyrating back and forth today as Gartman sees prices for metals heading parabolic. Goldman Sachs, of course, 2 weeks ago said 2,500 by the end of the year on the announcements that they are considering QE3. Federal stimulus funds for Nevada's green industry grows trees but few jobs. Well, it's only designed to be given to insiders. Continuing, they're also making announcements about how they do want to go ahead and cut the military pensions of people that have served 20 or more years. Head of rating agency S&P is stepping down. Head of the rating agency S&P is stepping down to leave company at the year's end. U.S. becomes food stamp nation, but is it sustainable? Really, 45 million on total food stamps, 5 million on supplemental. That's 50 million people in an electronic soup kitchen line every single day. That's out of Yahoo News. Also, America is rotting while China is rising. They're building super trains, new roads, you name it. The United States is totally rotting by design, the post-industrial world. Even Martin Luther King's memorial was made in China. A fitting example of what the globalists have done. It's what the UN said they would do with Agenda 21 back in 1992 when Maurice Strong said, we're going to deindustrialize the U.S. We're going to use environmentalism to shut the United States off, then bankrupting the population for foreign corporate occupation. And then the few jobs that are left will be through government corporate welfare. And basically, you'll have a mercenary population that rules over the rest of us here in the giant prison economy. And to talk about the state of the world is Harley Schlanger. And he again, has been the Executive Intelligence Review's magazine Southwest Bureau Chief for more than 15 years. And in recent years, he's become the national spokesman for Lyndon LaRouche's Political Action Committee. I always like to get their perspective on things. As Bureau Chief, he's written numerous articles, including the savings and loan crisis, predicting that. As an investigative journalist, Schlanger has contributed to a number of books published by EIR. Some of his research was incorporated into The Ugly Truth About the ADL, Bush, the unauthorized biography, for example. Schlanger himself made a run for the U.S. Senate, receiving 250,000 votes for the Texas Democratic primary. He holds a B.A. from the University of Wisconsin and a M.A. in European History from Rutgers University, where he was the National Defense Education Act Fellow for 3 years. LaRouchePack.com, LaRouchePub.com. He joins us for the rest of the hour via video Skype from, Houston, Texas. And Harley, thank you for coming on with us. So much of what I saw you writing about 15 years ago, 16 years ago when I first became aware of your research, I was a bit skeptical at the time, but most of it has now come to pass. And so I'd like you to give us your world view in a historical perspective and where the world is at this point. Thank you for joining us.
Well, it's my pleasure, Alex. Good to be with you.
You know,
I think the place to start is that the system is melting down. It's disappearing. The attempt to bail it out is at best going to lead to a hyperinflationary implosion. But if they don't bail it out, there's going to be a full-scale bankruptcy, starting with one big bank or another. The banks have frozen up again. We're a little bit like what Lyndon LaRouche saw in July 2007. When he said the banking system is frozen up and it is finished. It took about a year before that was generally realized, and then in the September 2008 period with the fall of Lehman and others, it became clear that the banks had completely frozen, which meant they couldn't loan to each other because they knew they were loaning based on worthless assets. At that point in September 2008, we had what was called TARP, and it was really hammered through the Congress under threat that the whole system was going to collapse if we didn't do it. Now, in effect, they bought a little time, but we've created anywhere from $16 trillion to $25 trillion in worthless paper, which is backing up worthless assets. And as you know, there's probably $3 trillion.
Okay, Harley, your video Skype is breaking up. If it doesn't clear up in a moment, we're going to call you right back on the phone backup. Has your Skype cleared back up yet? Okay, Harley, the last 30 seconds of what you said was breaking up. Please repeat it.
Sure. we had created by Bernanke, Geithner, and first Hank Paulson, and then under Obama, trillions of dollars to back up worthless financial assets. Those assets should have been cleared out of the banks. We should have had a bankruptcy reorganization in September 2008 and a return to Glass-Steagall regulations. Instead, the decision was made to bail out the bankrupt banking system. And we see this happening now in Europe, where all of the banks are getting money from the U.S. Federal Reserve, which is, I'm sure, an impeachable offense by President Obama. The system itself is melting down. The attempt to bail it out is not going to work. And the only remedy we have is to go back to constitutional credit policies, starting with Glass-Steagall. But the other point, Alex, is we've got to get rid of Obama. We can't wait till January 2013. He's committed so many violations and offenses and impeachable offenses that the question is, will there be anybody with the guts in the U.S. to stand up in the Congress or in the administration and remove him?
Well, Harley, that was my next question. It's clear that the ruling class is in a crisis. They're consolidating power through this implosion that they've engineered, but at the same time, the black hole they've created is threatening to swallow them up as well. And we see things really getting scary. I mean, basically, Obama has become a dictator. The office is being used by the bureaucracy and the special interest. It's being empowered for a dictatorship. I'm not saying he's a dictator himself. He's obviously an empty suit teleprompter reader, but launching wars without congressional approval, gun control laws without congressional approval, carbon taxes without congressional approval, amnesty without congressional approval. I mean, they're openly saying they now have the super Congress. Do you agree that there's a move towards an end of the constitutional form of government?
I think it's going to happen very quickly. They use the debt ceiling debate to create enabling legislation for a financial dictatorship. In a sense, what Bernanke is doing is an example of a dictatorship. No elected official has any say over what the Fed is doing. And it's rumored that Bernanke on Friday is going to come up with a QE3, quantitative easing 3. In effect, he's already doing that through the back door with these dollar swap arrangements where, I mean, Alex, I think this is important. Trillions of dollars is going from the Federal Reserve to bail out BNP Paribas, Societe Generale of France, Royal Bank of Scotland. They got $85 billion in just one bailout fund. So this is already going on. And the enabling legislation, LaRouche has compared this to what Hitler did in early 1933 when they used the Reichstag fire as an excuse for dictatorship. Now, we're seeing something like that, another terrorist act, more war, anything of that sort, or perhaps riots in the United States over the hopelessness around unemployment and the fascist austerity measures that will be rammed through by a super Congress dictatorship. You could see an excuse for that kind of police state crackdown with a lot of the measures already in place for it.
And by the way, you're not just saying that this Council of 13 with the president heading up the super Congress is a financial dictatorship. They admit that the bills will now originate out of this group. And if the full House or Senate doesn't vote it up or down in a simple 51% vote, then whatever the council has already put in place becomes law. This is so authoritarian. It is beyond textbook. It is so naked and brazen. And it's happening on every front, but our republic's not dying with a bang. It's happening with a whimper. And if they're getting away with this, what do you expect looking into your historical crystal ball that they're going to try next? I mean, if they're getting away with this.
Well, I think the thing you have to realize is this is super unconstitutional, the so-called super Congress. And the real question is the challenge to the American people. Are there enough people out there with guts who will stand up and fight this? Now, we're seeing elements of this starting to emerge. We're seeing it in the African-American population with the famous video of Maxine Waters, although I don't know why you have to ask permission to negotiate with Nero. You've got to get rid of him. You see it in the Hispanic population. You see it with progressives. You see it with conservatives. There are very few people who are giving their consent to this government. But the problem is that the elected officials in the U.S. Congress, in the House and the Senate, in state legislatures all over the country, have been willing to cut and kill for the sake of the bailout. And the real issue I think we've got to face is either we stop the bailout with Glass-Steagall and get Obama out.
Harley, stay there. Let's look at where the economy is going on its current course versus some of the solutions.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings, with the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your six free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. foodsdirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order your six free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get your six free meals shipped today.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237. Extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
Harley Schlanger, historian, researcher, is our guest via video connection. All right, Harley, continuing. Where are we going if they don't bring back Glass-Steagall, if they don't write off the trillions and trillions in fraudulent international derivatives that we've been signed on to? I mean, they admit that most of our debt is not our debt. We've been signed on to the banker's Ponzi scheme. Instead, they're saying cut all the entitlements, but I've seen the numbers. Even if you cut all the entitlements, took all the, quote, wealthy people's money who are in the U.S., it wouldn't pay off a fraction of the fraudulent debt. So it's a lie to say cut, 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 and that will get us back solvent, just like it's a lie saying giving trillions to banks 3 years ago and now again will get us going.
Well, let me give you an example. The Greek government has followed an austerity regime, and its GDP continues to shrink. When you cut into the real economy, the only way to get out of this crisis is you have to separate the illegitimate debt, which is the vast majority of the debt, from the real obligations of banks. That's what Glass-Steagall does. The real obligations being deposits, checking accounts, business accounts, and so on. You have to protect those. But you don't protect the worthless financial instruments that were created, beginning with mortgage-backed securities, collateralized debt obligations, credit default swaps, and so on. Now, just to give you an example of the actual corruption which is playing into this, there was a story in the New York Times which was like a bad mafia movie. Two administration officials, Sean Donovan of HUD and Catherine Wild of the New York Federal Reserve, went up at a funeral of former Governor Hugh Carey to Eric Schneiderman, who's the New York State Attorney General. Schneiderman said he's not going to give Bank of America a sweetheart deal to get out of the corruption of all the mortgage-backed securities which they sold, which they knew were fraudulent. They went to him and told him he's got to lay off Wall Street. The administration, Obama, acting through these two surrogates, tried to deliver a message to the Attorney General of New York that you will not go after the Bank of America. And Wild actually said, Wall Street is our main street. Now, that's how the people who are running this country, running Obama, actually think about it. Forget Main Street. They're going to defend Wall Street. Now, part of the, if there is a strategy, and LaRouche says, look, these guys are crazy. Their main strategy is genocide, destroy the nation state, and kill the population. But if there is a strategy, they actually think that if they hyperinflate, the banks can pay off some of this debt with cheap money. But what that will mean is that will wipe out what's left of anybody's savings and pensions in a Weimar-style hyperinflation, which is what Bernanke and Geithner and Obama are going towards. Once that is done, the dollar is worthless. And so if we don't get Glass-Steagall and if we don't get back to the protection of our Constitution, we have nothing. The people of this country will have lost everything, including our ability to fight.
Now, Harley, I want you to continue along that line, but when you say they want a debt economy, they want to reduce population, I want to get into the globalist mindset from your research when we come back. You're not just saying that. They have created a cosmology of post-industrial, one-child policy to basically rationalize their command and control demolition economy. This is a corporate takeover of anything standing. This is like a corporate Borg where everything independent must be destroyed to them. It is a domination of everything. This is the paper economy waging war against reality.
It's the empire killing off the nation state.
Absolutely. So start getting into their mindset.
All right. Well, and they say it. We're not making this up. I mean, Prince Philip, who many people think is a doddering old fool, which he is, but he's an old Nazi. The Bush family, the Harriman family, some of these leading families of Great Britain who run these international banking cartels, they helped put Hitler in power. This is not something that's made up. This is historical fact. They believe that there are too many people on the planet. They promote these fraudulent scientists who come out and talk about the carrying capacity. They talk about the second law of thermodynamics, that we cannot expand production to take care of a growing population. And meanwhile, they impose policies that are leading to starvation, unnecessary starvation.
Harley Schlanger, stay there. Let's finish up with that when we come back. Get more into where the economy's going and your trend forecasting on the other side. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You see, folks, people have to get their mind around the fact that the social engineers of our planet, just like Joe Biden was just praising the one-child policy in China, they believe in a economy that destroys, that feeds, that for somebody to win, somebody's got to lose. And this is the economy they're selling with the death panels, which they now admit are real. And Bill Gates says, kill granny, we get to hire 10 teachers. And they're selling the public on this idea. The Soviets did that. The Nazis did this. The empires sell this idea. And it's their ruthless rationale. And you've seen how, as soon as we bought into this globalist system, all the prosperity, all the security went out the window. So we're going to be talking to our guest more, Harley Schlanger, here in just a moment. I want to remind listeners that this radio broadcast is listener supported. So when you buy a camouflage InfoWars.com hat, that supports the show and spreads the word. When you get a T-shirt, with InfoWars.com on it. It gets the word out, you meet like-minded people, and it supports the broadcast. When you go to InfoWars.com and take advantage of the deal where you can get two silver dollars, free shipping, a free book, and a free video for $88, who can beat that price, you support the broadcast. Quite frankly, that one really doesn't. It's a lost leader, but that deal is at InfoWars.com, right-hand corner of the page. Buy two silver dollars, get two free gifts. Really, it's three free gifts because you also get the free shipping. And it's even more important that once you read the book or watch the videos, whether it's the Obama deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Terror Storm, Invisible Empire, that you give the DVD to friends and family, or that you make copies of it, air it on Access TV. Every little thing we do together can move mountains. Many hands make light work. So it is your support of the broadcast that also allows it to be a platform for all these other ideas and activists to come on and to educate more people. We're reaching millions and millions of people every day now, and it's so exciting. So please continue to spread the word about the broadcast as well. Don't forget, starting next Thursday, we kick off a 5 times a week weeknight news transmission with focus, boiled down, key information, 7 o'clock Central every night. You can sign up at prisonplanet.tv. Again, that's prisonplanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. And your support of prisonplanet.tv makes this broadcast possible as well. Please also support the sponsors on InfoWars.com and the sponsors you hear nationally on the radio and locally on your local AM and FM stations. Now, going back to historian, researcher, author, Harley Schlanger joining us via video connection from Houston. Harley, I was asking you to get into the social Darwinistic Malthusians that run things and where their program is going to lead us and what you are forecasting is going to happen, not just in the U.S., but worldwide in the next year to 2 years if things are not reversed.
Well, Lyndon LaRouche has a 5-decade record of forecasting, and many, many years ago, with the launching of the environmentalist movement on college campuses during the Vietnam War, it became clear that there was an attempt to limit and destroy populations. Let me just cite two examples of this that are official government policy. One was the National Security Study Memo 200, which was adopted by Henry Kissinger, which said that population threat in the developing sector is the greatest threat to U.S. security, and the U.S. should use any means at its disposal, including food as a weapon, to reduce populations in the developing sector. Then under Carter, we had Global 2000, which essentially said U.S. overproduction, U.S. technology, U.S. science is a problem, because it engenders cultural optimism, and cultural optimism will lead to more people, it will lead to new scientific discoveries, and will use up the resources of the planet, and therefore we have to stop development. Now, that's what's behind the deindustrialization policy. We see on economics, they've created a global economic policy of a rule by cartels. The empire is really a series of interlocking cartels in finance, insurance, pharmaceuticals, oil, raw materials, and so on, who are there to prey upon populations, to wipe out whole sectors of the human race. Some of these people are on record, like you mentioned Maurice Strong, I've heard you mention him before. They're on record as saying the world is overpopulated when there's more than 1 billion people. So what do you do with 6 billion? Well, we're about to see with the hyperinflation and with the weather problems around the world, we're going to see food shortages that will take millions, hundreds of millions of lives. In populations that are weakened for lack of food and medication, basically bodies become petri dishes for the spawning of new diseases. And this is why LaRouche is saying we face a dark age, which if we don't get rid of Obama, and if we don't get back to our constitutional economic principles, we will be in a dark age, and I'm not talking 50, 100 years from now, I'm talking months from now, because we could have an implosion of the entire global financial system, even before September.
Well, that's
the
what
European
Ken Turner
situation is
I mean, to interrupt, just to back you up, that's what Ted Turner, that's what the UN, that's what all of them say, that it's good to be post-industrial. They're selling this as a good thing. You go to Whole Foods, but many of the magazines for the trendies are how great austerity is, how great it is for things to fall apart, right. How wonderful all of this is. I mean, this is such a sickening plan to boil it down, and then I want you to continue with the collapse they're designing. These are Ponzi scheme operators that have created over $1,000 trillion in fake derivatives. They have bought the world up through fraud. They're artificially depressing the economy to bankrupt people so that folks will not be upwardly mobile. I mean, this is a corporate genocide. If you go back to ancient cultures, they would go in and wipe out the nearby tribe. The corporatists have said, We've stolen the world through fraud and through insider crony capitalism, the opposite of free market. We are now going to sell a religion of self-loathing and hating to turn people's own survival instinct against itself. I mean, this is so diabolical, and it's the British Malthusian eugenic system adopted by the U.S., adopted by Hitler, being implemented by stealth. Yeah. It is so monstrous. So please continue.
Well, what you said is absolutely right. This is the Hitler policy, only now it's global. And this is a 1930s-style depression, except global, and they've already used up all their bullets. They have created so much funny money in the last 3 years. And, of course, it hasn't worked to create jobs. It hasn't worked to deal with the housing crisis. The new home sales are continuing to fall. More and more people are not just out of work, but we're losing skills. We're losing whole sections of the human race. But the people who believe this hate human beings. They think they're entitled, as an imperial class is entitled to the wealth, the sweat of the brow of the entire human race. And if there are too many humans, they've got to get rid of them. Cull the herd is the term they use. So this Malthusian policy is exactly what was brought in with the breakdown of the Bretton Woods system in 1971, and it's exactly what Lyndon LaRouche was saying in December of 1970, early 71. Now, it took a step forward with Bush following 9/11, which LaRouche had forecast was coming as a Reichstag fire excuse. It continued with the housing bubble. It's now at a point where they can't sustain it. But we're also seeing an explosion of wars, of starvation, of refugee camps where people are being herded to die. And we're also seeing in the United States, Alex, and this is important. This is why Obama is such a criminal who has to go. It's not that he's responsible for this. He's the president, and he's carrying it out. But his policy is going to turn America's cities into war zones. There's already 40%, 50% African-American unemployment in major urban centers. This is just going to get worse. If it weren't for the drug economy and the black economy that underlies it, the underground economy, you would already have riots and chaos. So what we've seen happen in the Arab Spring, which actually started, I'm not talking about the funny business in Libya, but in Tunisia and Egypt, it started because people with college degrees couldn't get jobs. They couldn't afford to eat. It's spread into Europe. In Europe, they're creating a hyperinflationary bubble to defend the euro, which was originally set up precisely for this banker's dictatorship. And in this country, we're sitting here as Americans, angry. We're losing hope. But the only hope that remains is that the American people will take the constitutional remedy, which is called a credit policy, which is the American constitutional system, which means we have to get rid of the Federal Reserve. We have to write down this bad debt, write it off, let it sit there. Instead of having the people be saddled with the debt, give it back to the bankers. That's why LaRouche is saying Glass-Steagall is not just legislation. It's a principle of economy. And just one other point on this, but this debt ceiling debate was a complete fraud. The way you deal with the debt problem is you start producing. You put people to work. You differentiate between credit, which is for innovative technological development for the future, versus payment on worthless pieces of paper accumulated through a casino gambling process. And so we have a very clear picture ahead of us. And I think the only question is, will the American people find the guts to throw Obama out, to cause their congressmen to storm town meetings, to express their discontent and their anger, and not just their anger, but become thoughtful and actually express their love of humanity by saying, we're not going to put up with this anymore?
Well, Harley, that obviously is an imperative. The problem is, get rid of Obama. They're just going to end up putting in a Rick Perry who's bought and paid for by the same interest, or somebody like a Mitt Romney. And if you look at these people, they know people are starting to wake up to the private Federal Reserve being the author of our misery. That's why Rick Perry's now saying, hey, the Federal Reserve's treacherous. Why, almost treasonous. We see Congress's approval rating at 9%. We see 11% of the country thinking the government's doing the people's will. So certainly the public is awake that we're being basically robbed and cheated, but they're not fully awake to the details. So why would, I mean, obviously I'm for impeaching Obama right now for the unconstitutional power grabs. But what about Boehner? What about Reid? What about this political class that has put Homeland Security in place, not to fight Muslim extremists, but from day one to suppress the American people if we ever tried to get control of our government again?
Well, Alex, let me give you an example of something that happened within our lifetime, 21 years ago in Europe, where the dictatorships of Eastern Europe were overthrown by a popular uprising out of Leipzig in Germany, out of the Czech Republic, out of Solidarity in Poland. Yeah, the problem at that time was that we had George Herbert Walker Bush in the White House, and Thatcher and Mitterrand roped Bush into a scheme to suppress the potential of a German reunification with the Euro policy in the European Union. Now, today, we're actually seeing the whole Western world, the transatlantic system, in a breakdown even worse than what happened in the Soviet sector. The American people have been bought off with bread and circuses, with topless bars and sports and things of that sort for a long time. But we're beginning to see an awakening. Now, one of the things that LaRouche is doing, and I know he's discussed this with you on the program, is he's working on bringing into the leadership of this country a new generation, people who don't have a stake in the system. You know, the biggest problem we have is that even many of your listeners who agree with you completely, they still have a stake in the system. It's like they're lying in a rotting corpse and they're saying, well, I still have something going on here. Or someone on the sinking Titanic who's afraid to get on
the
lifeboat.
Well, that's how they hold you hostage, just to interject. That's how they hold you hostage. They devalue your pensions with currency devaluation. They start cutting the pensions, but you still take it because, oh, you're still getting 25%. It's like, well, I better stay in the game, even though they're stealing most of it from me, even though down the road they'll steal that final little piece.
Absolutely, and hyperinflation will wipe it all out. But what we're looking at now is there are a lot of young people who don't have that same delusion. They don't believe in the system. They don't believe in a baby boomer generation. They know the boomers have this system as their only option. And so what LaRouche has done is put together a slate of six candidates, and I've been privileged to work with the candidates to put forward an alternative, going back to the American system, not accepting the corruption and the fraud and the lying and the killing, and actually putting forward a series of proposals which are available. People can go to LaRouchePact.com and see the videos done by the young people. And I'd also like to give a toll-free number if people want to call and find out what they can do to join us with people who are out to get rid of Obama. For example, State Senator Perry Clark of Kentucky put out a very strong statement. He's a Democrat, calling for the removal of Obama. Keisha Rogers, who I work with in Houston, won the Democratic primary in 2010 in the 22nd District by calling for impeaching Obama to save NASA. So we've got a movement going. People can get in touch with us by calling 800-929-7566. This is a call to action. We don't have much time, so you can give us a call. Tell us you heard it on the Alex Jones Show, 800-929-7566. We have six candidates. We want to recruit more. We want to have candidates all over the country who are going to fight for Glass-Steagall and fight for the Constitution and not accept the lies that somehow you can cut your way, you can kill off the elderly to get back into production or back into balance, or you can shut down industry and have a recovery. Obama's jobs program is more free trade. Haven't we learned anything
from this? Yeah, new deals with South Korea and Central and South America to ship more of our jobs out. I mean, it is so dastardly. Or to have the stimulus bill for the bailout of the auto companies and then give them billions to move overseas. It is so incredible. When we come back, I want to get into your writings on the ADL, because the Anti-Defamation League doesn't go after real criminals. What they do is slander people that are exposing the banking cartel, and I know you've researched it in depth, so I want to get your take on that as well. Then when we start the third hour, listeners, we're going to have wide open phones on any of the news items, any of the issues we've gotten to. I've got some other important news we're going to be breaking down as well, and the latest on what's happening over in Libya. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. One more segment with our guest, and then we're going to go to your phone calls throughout the last hour. Harley Schlanger is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the one, the only, GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
All right, final segment with Harley Schlanger. And I've read many of his articles over the years. Their analysis is excellent of the problems. I don't know in every case if I totally agree with their solutions, but in a general capacity, it's certainly a lot better than the austerity and controlled implosion we're facing. I've seen your writings dealing with the ADL. I have found the ADL has been convicted, of course, of breaking into police departments and stealing files. No need to do that now. They actually run many of the police departments now. From your research, why have you decided to focus in on the ADL in the past?
Well, the ADL has been an arm of the empire. And in fact, the origins of the Anti-Defamation League were to defend Jewish drug pushers in New York City when the New York City Police Department started going after them. And they said, oh, this is anti-Semitism. In the case of Mr. LaRouche, as he started honing in on the International Monetary Fund, the whole Carter administration commitment to Global 2000, deindustrialization, and so on, instead of taking his arguments and trying to refute them, what they said is, oh, he's running a Jewish banker theory. No, banks don't have a religion. And in fact, most of the people who are so-called Jewish bankers, I think sensible Judaism, to quote Yitzhak Rabin, would spit them out, would reject them, because they have nothing to do with the teachings of Moses and Judaism. But it's used to try and stop the debate. Just as today, people won't address the issues on the banking crisis. No one will talk about the trillions of dollars that's been handed to these Wall Street crooks and swindlers.
Well, take the ADL. Take the ADL. They'll defend Schwarzenegger, who admittedly is a Nazi, and tells everybody how much he loves Hitler, and tells Rolling Stone that, and mm-hmm. I never get into racial issues or religious issues, and they're always trying to imply I'm racist. I mean, it's really a despicable organization, and, I mean, take your group. I mean, it's the opposite of getting into racial issues, and I know they've attacked you guys. I mean, it really is a joke. That anybody who stands up for sovereignty is attacked by the ADL. We're going to have you back soon. There's been it says headline, Fox News, we'll put it back on screen, unconfirmed earthquake. It's D.C., capital being evacuated right now. You can't make this stuff up. Man, is this harp at work? What's your take on that, Harley?
Well, I think if you go to our website, you'll see that we have a lot of material about where the solar system is in the galaxy. The solar system goes through cycles and changes, and every 62 million years or so, we come into an area of the galaxy where we begin to see very significant changes in the Earth's electromagnetic core, in the ionosphere, and what we're seeing with solar flares and things of that sort, we're in a very dangerous moment for the Earth, and Mr. LaRouche has been warning about this. Meanwhile, Obama is cutting the funding of scientific research into precisely these kinds of questions.
Yeah, they cut a satellite that watches the sun. They cut a satellite that watches the sun.
That's right. Yeah, a number of them, and this is the only way we can develop a capability of looking for precursors to protect people. So I think, again, on this case, and by the way, notice how often Obama says, well, we can't do anything about earthquakes. Well, maybe we could if we didn't have a treasonous president. So people, again, can go to our website. If I can give the 800 number again, 800-929-7566. We're serious about getting rid of Obama now. We're talking with people all over the country in various institutions, in parties. There are a lot of people who want him gone but say you can't do anything. Well, why not?
All right, Harley.
The 25th Amendment gives us the capability to do that.
Sure, Harley, we're out of time. We'll talk to you again in the future. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll try to figure out what's going on with this unconfirmed earthquake evacuation of the White House, of the Capitol. This is getting weirder by the minute. And your phone call straight ahead. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.